Over the years, a friendly rivalry had gradually developed between us. We did a lot of trash talking about which one of us would get his name up on the scoreboard first. We were constantly trying to outgeek each other with our knowledge of obscure Gunter trivia. Sometimes we even conducted our research together. This usually consisted of watching cheesy 80s movies and TV shows here in his chat room. We also played a lot of video games, of course. H and I had wasted countless hours on two-player classics like Contra, Golden Axe, Heavy Barrel, Smash TV, and Akari Warriors. Aside from yours truly, H was the best all-around gamer I'd ever encountered. We were evenly matched at most games, but he could trounce me at certain titles, especially anything in the first-person shooter genre. That was his area of expertise, after all. I didn't know anything about who H was in the real world, but I got the sense his home life wasn't that great. Like me, he seemed to spend every waking moment logged into the Oasis, and even though we'd never actually met in person, he told me more than once that I was his best friend, so I assumed he was just as isolated and lonely as I was. "So what did you do after you bailed last night?" he asked, tossing me the other Intellivision controller. We'd hung out here in his chat room for a few hours the previous evening, watching old Japanese monster movies. "Nada," I said. "Went home and brushed up on a few classic coin ops." "Unnecessary." "Yeah, but I was in the mood." I didn't ask him what he'd done the night before, and he didn't volunteer any details. I knew he'd probably gone to Gygax, or somewhere equally awesome, to speedrun through a few quests and rack up some XPs. He just didn't want to rub it in. H could afford to spend a fair amount of time off-world, following up leads and searching for the copper key. But he never lorded this over me or ridiculed me for not having enough dough to teleport anywhere. And he never insulted me by offering to loan me a few credits. It was an unspoken rule among Gunters. If you were a solo, you didn't want or need help from anyone. Gunters who wanted help joined a clan, and H and I both agreed that clans were for suckasses and posers. We both vowed to remain solos for life. We still occasionally had discussions about the egg, but these conversations were always guarded, and we were careful to avoid talking about specifics. After I beat H at 3 rounds of Tron Deadly Discs, he threw down his Intellivision controller in disgust and grabbed a magazine off the floor. It was an old issue of Starlog. I recognized Rutger Hauer on the cover in a Lady Hawk promotional photo. "Starlog, eh?" I said, nodding my approval. "Yep. Downloaded every single issue from the Hatchery's archive. Still working my way through them. I was just reading this great piece on Ewoks, The Battle for Endor." "Made for TV, released in 1985, I recited. Star Wars trivia was one of my specialties. "Total garbage, a real low point in the history of the wars." "Says you, ass face. It has some great moments." "No," I said, shaking my head. "It doesn't. It's even worse than that first Ewok flick, Caravan of Courage. They should have called it Caravan of Suck." H rolled his eyes and went back to reading. He wasn't going to take the bait. I eyed the magazine's cover. "Hey, can I have a look at that when you're done?" He grinned. "Why, so you can read the article on Lady Hawk?" "Maybe." "Man, you just love that crap burger, don't you?" "Blow me, H." "How many times have you seen that sap fest? I know you've made me sit through it at least twice." He was baiting me now. He knew Lady Hawk was one of my guilty pleasures, and that I'd seen it over 24 times. "I was doing you a favor by making you watch it, noob," I said. I shoved a new cartridge into the Intellivision console and started up a single-player game of Astro Smash. "You'll thank me one day. Wait and see. Lady Hawk is canon." Canon was the term we used to classify any movie, book, game, song, or TV show of which Halliday was known to have been a fan. "Surely you must be joking," H said. "No, I am not joking. And don't call me Shirley." He lowered the magazine and leaned forward. "There is no way Halliday was a fan of Lady Hawk. I guarantee it." "Where's your proof, dipshit?" I asked.